its current state on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. For several years, Michigan hospitals and physicians have been implementing reforms aimed at cutting costs and improving patient care. Similar reforms are taking effect due to the Federal Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. A month ago, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan announced that 24 affiliated hospitals have agreed to launch or expand a different kind of reimbursement model. The new approach aims to link Blue Cross's repayments to hospital systems and physicians with reforms designed to improve patient outcomes. Now, previously, payments were determined by a fee-for-service model that's widely considered a factor in the soaring cost of health care. To learn more about this transformation, we welcome Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan spokesman Andy Hetzel to Current State. Andy, welcome.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So increasingly, your payments to hospitals for the care and the services that you underwrite will be more dependent on patient outcomes. This is holding hospitals and physicians more accountable than they have been in the past?
Well, what we're trying to do at Blue Cross is facilitate a movement underway in the hospital systems themselves. So this is an effort the hospitals are already working on, and Blue Cross is trying to facilitate a movement away from volume, which has really been the driver of hospital payments in the past, toward value. So hospital payments traditionally have been sort of like a grocery store checkout line. Every service performed in the hospital gets rung up and charged to the insurance company, no matter how effective it is. What leading insurance companies like Blue Cross are doing with leading hospitals are moving toward value, where we judge the effectiveness of hospital care and pay for that effectiveness in collaboration with the hospital system.
Now, your organization and many hospitals are saying this is a step forward in patient care, that it means cuts in rehospitalizations, for example, and other efficiencies. But connect the two of those for us, please. How will this reimbursement plan reduce hospitalization or rehospitalizations, for example?
Rehospitalizations are a good example of the type of value creation we are trying to enable through a different approach to payment. So in 2012, hospital readmissions, these are people who leave the hospital setting after treatment and then have to come back into the hospital for something that is an after effect of that treatment, cost about $201 million here in Michigan. If we can shave 10% off of hospital readmissions alone, what we're saving is about $20 million a year. Beyond that, we're improving the quality of life for people who leave the hospital setting after treatment. When people go into the hospital, they expect that their condition is going to improve and that once they leave, they're going to be able to resume normal functions of daily living, resume their lives, and improve their quality of life. That's what we're trying to create with these really progressive hospital systems that Blue Cross is working with across the state. We're trying to improve the quality of care, improve the quality of life, save money, and then in the end, share some of that back to the hospitals in the form of a different kind of reimbursement.
And what are some of the new guidelines and procedures here that you're moving toward? I know you're looking at infrastructure and other reforms.
Sure. So I mentioned earlier that the hospitals already know what needs to be done. They know that they need to improve their technology infrastructure, for example, to enable the hospital to share information more effectively with physicians that are outside the hospital. So, for instance, we all know the circumstance of going into the doctor's office and having a test done, and then being admitted to the hospital, and once we get there, having the same test done at the hospital. By enabling doctors and hospitals to share information better, creating all patient registries, for example, we can eliminate the need to do that second test and save the money and treat the patient in the hospital system much more efficiently. And by eliminating that cost and sharing the savings back to the hospital, what Blue Cross is trying to do is to enable more efficient care, higher quality of care, savings, and a different form of reimbursement that really gives these hospitals the infrastructure funding they need to make these changes.
But ultimately, Andy, there is the risk that Blue Cross Blue Shield might withhold a payment if certain guidelines and procedures aren't followed by hospitals and physicians?
That's really not the approach. The approach isn't a punitive approach. The approach is collaborative. And it's designed to enhance what the hospital systems are already doing to build the infrastructure necessary to collaborate with doctors, to share information electronically, to build better care management processes. And we recognize that in doing these things, the hospitals will have less patient volume. And in the past, volume has been the driver of hospital reimbursement. We've seen that fail in the past. Healthcare costs have exploded exponentially. Hospital costs account for about half of all healthcare costs. We're trying to work with the hospitals collaboratively to build better systems and save money and then share the savings back to the hospital in a different way.
How might patients served by a Blue Cross Blue Shield doctor's office or hospital notice this change during a doctor's visit, let's say? Is there something basic in their doctor's visits that they're apt to experience that's new?
They're already experiencing that. What the Blues have done is, over the past few years, we have built the largest patient-centered medical home program in the country right here in Michigan in collaboration with primary care physicians, and patients are already seeing the difference. Medical home physicians are being much more proactive. They're using electronic prescribing. Their offices are staffed with nutritionists and other people who reach out to manage patient wellness, not just treat sickness. And what we're doing is we're realizing the success of that program in dollar savings. We are transferring that success into the hospital system to enable that type of approach to be successful in hospitals, where hospitals, doctors, and patients are working together in an ecosystem that is more patient-friendly and focused on better patient outcomes. And we're rewarding that through changes in reimbursement that share savings back to hospitals and allow them to build the infrastructure necessary to make these types of improvements.
And is the Affordable Care Act related to these reforms?
It is. The Affordable Care Act incentivizes hospital systems, for instance, to build what are called accountable care organizations, which are exactly what I've been describing to you, where the hospital, the affiliated doctor practices, work in close collaboration to manage every patient from a population health management standpoint. That means what they're looking at is the total quality of care provided to the population that is serviced by that hospital to improve the metrics and outcomes for that population and realize savings. The Affordable Care Act incentivizes it. Medicare has made reimbursement changes to incentivize it. And Blue Cross, which covers 4.4 million people in the state, are working with hospitals to make these changes real in Michigan.
We're talking with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan spokesman Andy Hetzel about Blue Cross Blue Shield's new reimbursement model that involves a growing number of Michigan hospitals and physicians. I understand there are deadlines involved. What role do those play?
Well, what we're trying to do with each hospital is when their contract comes up for renewal, we're trying to work with them proactively to help structure this different type of reimbursement approach leading into the next contract. Currently, Blue Cross has worked successfully with CHE Trinity Health down in Southeast Michigan, with St. John Providence Health System, with Beaumont Health System, with Munson Healthcare, with Mid-Michigan Healthcare, with a system up in Traverse City. We have about one-third of the hospitals in Michigan currently engaged with us on this type of reimbursement approach. And these hospital systems have demonstrated that they're committed to better population health management. They're committed to building the new infrastructure necessary to do it, and they're working collaboratively with us to change the game, change the paradigm in Michigan away from fee-for-service, paying for things that don't necessarily work, toward value. And we salute these hospitals and others who are currently talking with us about making these changes. It's making Michigan a national leader in this type of approach.
Well, if the new reimbursement system is labeled value-based, a cynic might have doubts about the previous system, wouldn't they? I mean, what would you say to a person who asked, hey, what should reimbursement be based on if not value?
Well, I think that
how did we get to the point where we became such a volume-based system?
Well, that's just then the traditional approach, but every ounce of data that's available over the last 30 years of healthcare points to that approach as being a failure. In 1999, family coverage for health insurance cost about $5,700. In 2012, it was off the charts more than $15,000. That's 20 years of evidence that points to the need to change how we've been paying for services. And we recognize, everyone recognizes, that for a long time we've been paying for services that are not effective. We've been paying for redundant care, and we have a problem with such things as hospital readmissions that are driving up healthcare costs. The government recognizes it, hospitals recognize it, and insurers recognize it. What we're trying to do is collaborate together and change that paradigm and share in the outcome. So as we achieve savings, Blue Cross's approach is to share some of that value back to the hospital to enable them to continue this good work.
Okay, well, a very interesting trend here that we're hearing about. We want to thank Andy Hetzel, spokesman for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, about the way that health insurers are changing their reimbursement models for Michigan healthcare providers. Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.